Welcome to the Synthetic Media Podcast. I'm your host, Henrik de Cure. Join me for interviews and thoughts on the ever-expanding topic of synthetic media. You can find my book on synthetic media on Amazon. Subscribe to this podcast for free. Follow us on syntheticmediapodcast.com and enjoy today's episode.
My name is Joris Mollinga. I am one of the co-founders of Dr. Goose AI. Dr. Goose AI is a startup from the Netherlands working on deepfake detection. Our co-founding team consists of three members. I'm not doing this by myself, by the way. But at Dr. Goose, we focus on developing an explainable AI system for detecting synthetic media. At the moment, we are mostly invested in deepfake detection.
Joris, how are you involved with synthetic media?
At Dr. Goose, we develop algorithms for explainable deepfake detection. While other approaches to deepfake detection treat deepfake detection as a binary classification problem, we make our AI explainable. We showcase what regions in the input image or input video contribute most to the decision of our models, thus providing a valuable tool for image analysis. Hence also our slogan, Dr. Goose, we can tell the difference.
Joris, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen with synthetic media?
I think there are a couple of beautiful use cases for synthetic media and deepfake technology, to be more specific. For example, deepfake technology is, on an experimental basis, used to treat mental health disorders like post-traumatic stress disorder or extreme grief. Next to that, there are also the obvious use cases of funny internet videos. There are a lot of hilarious videos on the internet, which are very amusing. One of the advantages of synthetic media, in my opinion, is that it can be used to generate data based on very privacy-sensitive data. This synthetic data can be used for data-driven innovation within startups or companies. For example, in the medical sector, where sharing data is often a bottleneck, this can be quite useful. However, there are also, when it comes to challenges, one of the major challenges of synthetic media is that people are unaware of what they perceive can actually be fake. Image and video are still considered the last stronghold of media for which people think it is impossible to fake. Most people are unaware of the current state of the art of this technology and how it can be used to influence them or the public opinion. For example, there was a case in the Netherlands where the chief of staff of the Russian opposition leader Alexander Navalny was allegedly deepfaked in a meeting with members of Dutch parliament. This caused quite a consternation and got everyone thinking, what if? In the end, it wasn't a deepfake, but it was a lookalike, but it did get everyone's attention. So I think creating the awareness around synthetic media that what people see can actually not be authentic is one of the major challenges we have at the moment.
Joris, what advice would you like to share with people working on synthetic media?
In this world, seeing is no longer believing. In my opinion, people who work on synthetic media have the responsibility to inform their audience or their clients that what they see may not be a real picture or a real video, a watermark for all kinds of media. I think such a feature could prevent a lot of confusion on the authenticity of media and even prevent other unwanted side effects of synthetic media.
Joris, where can we learn more about synthetic media and your work on the subject?
You can learn more on our website, drgoose.ai. Or the listeners of the podcast can contact me directly on LinkedIn or using email.
Join us next week for a new episode by subscribing to the Synthetic Media Podcast. Check out my book about synthetic media on Amazon. Follow us on syntheticmediapodcast.com. This podcast was produced by Henrik de Cure. Music by Mattia Capelli. You enjoyed this podcast? Please leave us a 5-star review. And thank you for listening.